This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Open phones, as always, to allow you to bring up anything you want to discuss. And you can do that toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Mark,
and Daryl.
We also have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. It was at a football game in Alabama where the announcer, who is apparently a pastor, his name is Alan Joyner. He's from the Sweet Home Baptist Church in a place called McKenzie, Alabama. It's a fairly small town, apparently. Daryl, you're from Alabama originally, but you'd not heard of McKenzie. It's a pretty big state, probably nowhere near where you grew up. And I'm glad I didn't grow up in this place, although I'm sure Florida really wasn't that different. Didn't have an incident like this to really reveal the ugliness of many of the people nearby. But what he said was, on a microphone to the crowd, was, at the national anthem, he said, if you don't want to stand for the national anthem, you can line up. Oh, I should do my southern accent. If you don't want to stand for the national anthem, you can line up over there by the fence and let our military personnel take a few shots at you, since they're taking shots for you. He said that, and the crowd, according to a Facebook poster who let people know about this, went crazy cheering following the speech. His name again, Pastor Alan Joyner. According to Joyner's relatives and friends, who also posted to Facebook and praised the statement, Crowley Whitfield is the name of the woman who had originally posted it, Denise Crowley Whitfield. Her post was shared more than 4,700 times and received more than 50 comments, all of them positive, meaning towards the pastor.
The comment, yeah.
Before she decided to delete her Facebook account on a Saturday afternoon. So,
wow.
This lady got way more attention than she had wanted to for making that post and deleted her account over it. Butler County School Superintendent Amy Bryan denounced Joyner's comments in a statement to AL.com, which is where we're sharing the story from here. She said, quote, patriotism should be a part of school events, but threats of shooting people who aren't patriotic, even in jest, have no place at a school. Threats of violence are a violation of school policy and certainly not condoned by the school board. Now, was he, you know, was that statement in jest? I mean, if you talk about lining people up and shooting them to death, is that just a
I don't think he is.
I'm just joking. I ain't really going
to
have the military kill you because they got better things to do like shoot the terrorist. I'm just going to have Bubba over there with an AK shoot you down.
I don't think anybody was going to shoot anybody over this, but, I mean, you know.
Well, no, obviously they weren't going to do it over just because of the fact that he said so, but that doesn't mean they wouldn't have relished it. I mean, the crowd went wild. Who's to say that they wouldn't continue cheering if somebody actually did line up the two or three people who might have taken a knee? I don't think anyone did at this game, but if somebody
it
did,
dangerous.
Right, if somebody actually did take a knee, who's to say the crowd wouldn't continue cheering in a bloodlust frenzy over this?
I think what it clearly does is creates an atmosphere where people cannot express their opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, where it's likely, we've all been to high school football games, and if you were the one who didn't stand, you know, maybe you wouldn't get beaten up right there or get shot in against the fence, but
later,
what happens when you go to the bathroom at one of these places?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you go into the concession stand? You're walking behind the bleachers. Those things happen.
Absolutely. Brian, the school superintendent, said she didn't know if any action will be taken against Joyner. School board meets next week, and the matter could be addressed then.
Well, I've got a suggestion for him. Since he violated the school's policies of threatening violence,
How
about you don't let him be the announcer anymore?
Well, given that she's saying she doesn't know if action will be taken and the matter could be addressed, it sounds to me like it probably won't be. Because it would take likely somebody to push forward with this in order to get anything addressed publicly by these cowardly school bureaucrats. I'm surprised there was even a statement made. But it doesn't. I'm just going to guess here that nothing's going to happen to this man. But it would be interesting to see if there's a follow-up. So if you happen to know what happens, you can let us know. Sweet Home Baptist Church did support their pastor's comments, saying they were, quote, taken out of context and misquoted.
Okay, so what was the actual quote, and what was the context?
It doesn't say here. Actually, according to the story, they actually posted that statement, that it was taken out of context and misquoted, to their Facebook page. The post was up for about an hour before they deleted their Facebook page. Mark Bender, a 22-year Air Force veteran from Texas, spoke out against Joyner in a post on the Sweet Home Alabama Baptist Church Facebook page, calling the pastor's words abhorrent and disgusting. He said he's deeply offended and saddened by Joyner's hateful rhetoric, but should make the point here, he's not actually from the area. He's from Texas. Quote, we fight so that all Americans retain their rights and freedom to protest, he said, continuing to say, I would never turn a weapon on my own countrymen simply because they protest by remaining seated during the national anthem, by refusing to recite the Pledge of Allegiance, refusing to stand or pledge during any act. These things.
But he would turn a firearm on his countrymen, given the right circumstances.
These things we do, these pledges, these songs, these are not compulsory acts. They are acts that we are all free to join or not. He said, I'm proud that we have that freedom, whether or not I agree with someone's nonviolent protest. You, on the other hand, are promoting extremist violence by way of state-sanctioned executions. You're obviously standing for the compulsory actions by way of preaching hatred, jingoism, American exceptionalism, all because people do not believe or think as you do. I'm grateful that the majority of Americans do not thirst for their brother's blood as you do. Well, actually, it sounds like the majority of McKenzieans do. You're a disgrace. Those who agree with you are a disgrace, and you are a black mark upon this great nation. You should certainly hang your heads in shame. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones. We've got someone calling themselves Blood of the Brave on the line in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Daryl.
What's going on, guys?
Hey there. You're a little loud, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll quiet
Thank
down.
You. It's better.
Yeah, that's my stage name, Blooded the Brave. You guys shared my quote regarding this matter today on your Facebook page.
We did? Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I don't know what's on the Facebook page half the time because we've got different people who share things there. So
yeah, we've got a bunch of different admins, but all in all, it works out pretty well.
Right on.
Well, I'm a musician and an artist who uses his voice to empower people with the message of self-ownership and being free in a voluntary society.
I like those ideas.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, but it's taken a long time to get here, but I've been listening to you guys for probably 7 years, 8 years I've been around before the Ron Paul movement.
Excellent.
But, you know, guys like you and me, we saw all this coming a long time ago, and it's just really sad to see now the idol worship of the state at this level.
Is it really that different now than it was in the past?
Well, to see it come to life, especially like it did at that high school football game, was pretty scary. I mean, he did say what he said, and when he said it, I mean, they laughed, I mean, they cheered, they meant it, and that's downright dangerous. It's been dangerous. Statism is a religion, you guys know that, but we're seeing it come to life like it did in so many other governments throughout history, and it gets real bad after that.
Absolutely. So you don't see this getting better soon, huh?
I mean, I believe it will, because I believe, like, how I came around and many of my friends who were former Democrats and used to vote, they've come around. I've seen people come around to the ideas of self-ownership. So I believe it's inevitable. And with technology on our side, that it's going to happen. But right now, it's really, really weird. And I've studied and been on the pulse of all this for over a decade, and this is really dangerous times, especially with everything going on with the police, the divide there, the racial divide, the two clowns running to be our new ruler. I mean, it's really weird right now.
I also agree with you that I tend to be optimistic as well, that these changes to the way people think and how they feel about nationalism and liberty, that they are coming. I agree with you that they are inevitable, but we have to work towards it. And that's one of the reasons why I moved to New Hampshire, because I see the idea of concentrating the people like us, the people who think the way that we do, in one location, in one geographic area, can have a real effect on hastening that process along. And I thank you for your call and thoughts here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You want to learn about the libertarians moving to New Hampshire, check out ShireSociety.com. And we'll continue here. More Free Talk Live. Take your calls about anything. Coming up.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil.
The seaweed, the kelp.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live and you can bring up anything you want. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype And you can join us there at Skype username LRN.FM. We're talking about the Alabama pastor and football announcer who announced recently at a game that the people who were not standing for the national anthem should be shot to death by the military. So we can continue.
That's what he said.
It's a paraphrase of what he said. He said it with a few more words. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, you can share your thoughts on anything that, not just what we've discussed, but anything you might want to bring up. 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Also, we do have our on-demand audio listen line that is available to you 24 hours a day. That number is 641-793-9660. I'll give you that again here in a moment. You plug that number into your phone. It doesn't matter if it's a smartphone. In fact, this is actually really great for people that don't have smartphones because you can listen to Free Talk Live as well as a bunch of other great LRN.FM shows by calling that number and just selecting whichever show you want to listen to. You can also listen to the LRN.FM live stream, and you can even leave us a message. So there's a voicemail option if you're listening and you want to give us some feedback on something we're talking about. You hit the zero button on the phone, gives you a voicemail prompt, you leave the message, and that message is delivered to our email boxes. So call up 641-793-9660 anytime you want to listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live. And keep in mind that this will cost you no data. However, it is a long-distance number. So if, for whatever reason, you're still on some kind of phone plan where you have to pay for long distance, beware. But if you've got unlimited long distance, you're good to go. With 641-793-9660, let's go to the phones and to the phone. We got Parker. He's on the line in Washington via Skype. Hello, Parker.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight, Parker?
Well, you guys have been talking a little bit about not standing for the national anthem and Colin Kaepernick and whatnot.
Yes.
And I would say that Colin Kaepernick is a lot more courageous than I am because, like, what with all the public scrutiny and, like, the peer pressure and whatnot, like, as much as I'd like to try and do that, I don't think that I have it in me to not stand for the national anthem because of, like, just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's pressure.
It's scary. I mean, you got a whole crowd full of people at this Alabama football game that are cheering for the man who just advocated shooting you to death. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty scary situation to be in for anybody.
I'm trying to remember the last time I was in a situation where the national anthem was played. I think it was several years ago, right after I had moved here. I drove over to Albany, New York to see a friend, and it was on 4th of July, and there was this big July 4th thing, and there was like a concert in the park. And for some reason, I guess because 4th of July, you know, what better way to celebrate independence than to, you know, promote nationalism? And so they played the national anthem, and me and my friend both sat. Thousands of people all standing around us. Nobody said anything.
Right, no one cared. And this is the other sort of silly part of this.
Hold on. That's different, though, because not everyone in the stadium was watching you sit.
Right.
Whereas someone like Colin Kaepernick is, at least not everyone's watching him, but
I don't think he can stop now.
But on this, the announcer said anybody, not just football players, but anybody in this stadium that is hearing my voice that does not want to stand up, go stand by the fence and let people shoot you.
Right. So this was prior to Kaepernick. You could sort of get away with sitting through these things and not being noticed. Now you're going to be noticed.
More likely. Sure.
Now, and the people who sat at home, watched the football game, and sat on the couch while they played the national anthem are going to be angry that you, the person on television, didn't stand for the national anthem. The politicians who sit through the national anthem played on a regular basis in their state capitals all over the United States. What's that?
What would you suggest is a way in which to bolster or build up the courage necessary to follow by the example of Kaepernick?
Don't be alone. I mean, it's easier to do things that are risky when you're not by yourself.
Well, and also when you strongly believe something.
Sure.
So, I mean, if you're not very convinced yourself of what you believe, mm-hmm. then it might be a little more difficult to defend your actions.
If you're willing to put your own personal safety at risk, then you do truly strongly believe in something, right?
Absolutely.
But that's not necessarily the wisest thing to do in every circumstance. So, you know, if you could have other people sit with you, then that increases the likelihood that, you know, or decreases the likelihood someone's going to attack you, at least right there in that moment. And so it could encourage or be more likely to encourage participation.
Well, when Colin Kaepernick decided to sit on the bench,
right.
nobody else was sitting with him.
I know.
And he strongly believed what he was doing. Yep. And when he was asked questions of, why didn't you stand up?
He's very courageous.
He was able to answer. So that's what I mean about being, you know, convinced in what you believe, is because most likely people are just going to ask you questions.
Well, but
the first response isn't, oh, you're sitting down, you're disrespecting the flag, punch, punch, punch.
Yeah, but it could happen. Not only do you have to be convinced.
Yeah, you could walk down the street, just walking down the street, minding your own business, and somebody could run over and punch you for absolutely no reason.
Far less likely. They're more likely to target you for doing something out of the norm and taking a strong stand like this. If you're convinced in what you believe, that's great. That's step one. But step two is you have to not care about what happens to you in order to do something like this. You have to accept the fact that if you sit down for this national anthem, that some maniac in the, you know, the nearby seats is going to see you, keep their eye on you the entire time, wait for you to leave the stadium, follow you, and then possibly attack you later on. That's a possibility.
Well, another thing about the Kaepernick protest is that it essentially has made sitting during the playing of the Pledge of Allegiance or the Star Spangled
Banner, anthem.
Whatever. Well, any of these. It has made either of these both nationalistic prayers. It has made that essentially equated it with agreeing with the Black Lives Matter movement. Now, I don't necessarily agree with them, but I don't stand for these things and haven't stood for them for a very long time.
Right.
I don't stand for them because I believe that they are a religious act. I believe that it is an idolatry. What's that?
And I'd like to bring up another point that I've talked about this a lot with my parents, both of which are statists, and my parents have basically said, look, it doesn't matter if it was the U.S. national anthem or the Canadian national anthem, I would still stand out of respect.
Out of respect for all nations. Right. I mean, that's really what this breaks down to.
What I'd like to ask as a rebuttal is, well, let's say that you were attending the 1936 Berlin Olympics. Would you stand out of respect for the German national anthem?
They probably would have. And Ian, I just want to say that I think that you give drunk people at football games way too much credit on how long their memory is.
No, Daryl, it's not just about what happens at the game. It's about the fact that if you're going to be an activist that challenges the status quo, you have to understand there's a chance somebody's going to kill you over it. If you can't accept
that
fact...
Yeah, that's mostly going to be a government agent.
Maybe, maybe not. Hold that thought, Patrick, or Parker. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts here on the radio.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you're invited to join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you'd like to help out Free Talk Live, one of the ways to do that is by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. Whichever Amazon's right for you, you go into that link. Free Talk Live will then get a portion of your purchase price. Very, very simple. You've probably got stuff to buy. You are likely maybe going to buy it from Amazon because they got great prices and huge selection, free Super Saver shipping, Prime, all that stuff. It's the same Amazon experience you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link so they give us a cut when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we're discussing the courage of those who would stay seated during the national anthem, even when surrounded by a stadium full of chanting, screaming nationalist fanatics who may very well decide to attack the person who has stayed seated. Let's bring back Parker on the line here. Parker, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. So you were talking to your parents about this, and they are like total nationalists. They said they would even, you know, stand solemnly for the Canadian national anthem, and you asked them a question about, well, would they have stood during, you know, like Nazi Germany during the Olympics or something like that. And what was their answer there?
I haven't actually asked the question about whether they would stand for the Nazi Germany national anthem.
You were thinking.
Though I have to assume that the answer would be yes.
No, you should ask rather than assume because.
Well, I do want to ask them, and I think I might ask my mom later tonight. I'll just say, hey, we were talking about the national anthem on Free Talk Live, and I was wondering if you were in attendance to the 1936 Olympics, would you stand for the Nazi Germany national anthem?
I'm interested to hear what the results are of that.
Yeah, so this is called reducing the argument to the absurd, and this is, you know, it's kind of a means to see how far somebody will take something. So the idea is that you need to respect soldiers. Well, which soldiers? Only the soldiers of your country? Is it, the soldiers of other country have been brave and made sacrifices? One would certainly claim that the German soldiers were brave and made sacrifices, but nobody seems to like them these days. So it's kind of a tough situation. And this is, for me, this is what shows what nationalism is. I think the United States is better than most countries. Now, it's slipping down the charts of freedom as far as economic and social freedoms. You can look at these charts. They're unbiased and it seems clear the U.S. is getting less free all the time. If you ask Americans, are you as free as you were 20 years ago? They're likely to say no. They aren't as free as they were, but they'll still call it the land of the free, which gets really sort of complicated. Look, you can't change something if you continue to support something. You must, in order to change it, you must withdraw your support. That doesn't mean withdrawing your participation. But when little old white ladies are sitting for the pledge and the national anthem.
Is that happening?
No, but when they are, that's when things will start to change.
Hey, Parker, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome, and you can take control of the airwaves. Let's go to Jerry in Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Jerry.
How you doing?
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts. We're doing great.
As a former Marine, the gentleman for the 49ers, I've defended his freedoms to protest the way he wants, but I still think it's deplorable that he does that because he was born here in the United States and he is an American citizen and he should stand up with the American people for the national anthem or give up 3/4 of his paycheck and stand with the United States Armed Forces overseas to learn some values.
So your options for Colin Kaepernick are either stand up or join the military and go guard poppy fields in Afghanistan?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, so one of my thoughts there is that the simple fact that he was born here doesn't really obligate him to anything. And secondly, when you think about the national anthem, I mean that it was written by a slaveholder. It talks clearly about catching slaves and killing them. I mean,
in the third stanza,
can you see why somebody, an African American, would choose not to stand for that song?
Yeah, but I still think that it's okay. The national anthem was wrote over 200 years ago.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
1812, yeah, just slightly, yeah.
Written by a slave owner, right?
Yep.
If things have changed so much, okay, if you want to go back that far, okay, all the slaves that fought for in the Civil War were promised 40 acres and a mule.
I believe so. I think it might have, whether they were, I'm not sure if they had to fight in order to get the 40 acres and the mule, but yeah.
Yeah, they had to fight to get it.
Okay.
But since, and there was quite a few of them that fought for the Union and for the Confederacy, how many of them did not get their 40 acres and a mule?
Are you saying that because they got 40 acres and a mule,
actually most of them did not?
Yeah, they did not.
So, I mean, even if they had gotten the 40 acres and a mule, should they, that, does that mean they should stand up and, you know, worship a song that enshrines slavery?
No, but as you said,
but if they don't want to do it, they should just go join the military and get shot at.
Look, Jerry, it's got to be hard to be on the side of a song that has lyrics that support slavery and returning escaped slaves to their masters. But that's what you're doing here, right?
No, I'm saying that if he wants to do this, that's fine. But because I'm defending,
but you'd like to conveniently
form a Marine.
You would like to conveniently ignore the lyrics in the song that make it pretty clear that it's a racist, pro-slavery song. Because, you know, those aren't the lyrics you sing, so therefore, you know, just forget about all that, right?
No, but the song was written over 200 years ago.
So?
Yeah.
It's being
there
sung
were a
today.
Lot of things that were written over 200 years ago. It doesn't mean that, you know, you just ignore everything. It also doesn't mean that you ignore the fact that the whole point of singing the song and pledging to a flag is to promote nationalism and the whole concept of love it or leave it, and you're saying if you don't sufficiently love it, you should leave it, even though one of the people running for president of the United States is running around the country saying make America great again, which implies that America is not indeed great.
Well, you know what? Sit there, and Clinton is a Southerner. She's always been. So, you know what? I didn't call in to talk about politics. I called in to talk about the gentleman that I feel is disrespecting me and the rest of the military.
Well, you know what I think is disrespectful? Here's what I think is disrespectful, is taking is people in the government threatening violence against peaceful people. And that's what they do. And the military actually uses violence against peaceful people all around the globe. And I consider that to be disrespectful. So I won't be standing, and I haven't been standing for the national anthem for a long time. It has nothing to do with the behavior of the police, which I also don't have a problem. I have a problem with a lot of the way the police behave. But, you know, as soon as the country is worth respecting, maybe I'll give it some respect. But as long as they treat people who
not
are
the
peaceful,
country, the government.
Right. Thank you. The government is worth respecting. They might deserve some respect. But as long as they're using aggression against peaceful people, which is what they do every single day, they are scum. Thank you for the call, Jerry. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, I'm sorry you fought in the military. The fact is, you fought for a bunch of criminals. You fought for politicians who are liars and thieves and scumbags. And, you know, maybe it was a mistake. I'm not saying you should be ashamed of yourself, but it's Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you like the show, you want to support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right there on our site. And you can now use Bitcoin to amp the show. So you get perks like access to the Amp-only call-in lines, the Amp-only Facebook group, the Amp-only podcast, and more. And your $5 a month helps us out because it allows us to invest that $5 back into the show and use it to market Free Talk Live to new radio stations to pick us up and put us on the air and also bring new Internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's worth $5 a month to you, please go to amp.freetalklive.com and help us out there. That's amp, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones, to the fun. Continuing with your calls and thoughts, it's Jacques in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Jacques.
Hi.
Hey there.
The gentleman that you just spoke with, that you called a criminal for working for the military, that was my husband.
I don't think I called him a criminal. I said he was working for criminals. I said he was working for criminals.
You called him a criminal, did you not?
No, he might have just been a sucker.
He said he was working for liars and thieves and criminals. Isn't that what we would call politicians?
They've been crooked since the dawn of time.
Agreed. So let me ask you, what is somebody who takes money to kill at the behest of liars and thieves? What do you call that person? Because a veteran is the one who called in and boxed us in the corner on this in the past. I don't have an answer to that question. That sounds very nice, at least. Do you?
Truthfully, since I am a grossly intelligent female, no, I really don't have an answer to that question.
Me either.
Except to say he was doing his job.
Well, I mean, that's what they said at the Nuremberg trials, right? We were just following orders. Now, certainly he gassed no Jews. I'm not claiming he did. But at the Nuremberg trials, they, you know, for whatever reason, the nations that won the war decided that the nation that lost the war, that was an unacceptable excuse for soldiers. and probably for anybody else. Right?
Understandably true. But at the same time, too, Hitler wanted to annihilate an entire race because he felt that it was inferior.
Sure. That's not a, not particularly, it's not a, I mean, I'm not holding up Hitler as some kind of angel here or anything, but it doesn't particularly matter why people are getting killed. And by the way, the United States, before Franklin Delano Roosevelt turned away a ship full of Jews called the Ship of the Damned, you can Google it, it's kind of an interesting story. So, I mean, clearly the United States didn't get into the war to save Jews. You know, it was the, it was Hitler's expansion that was really the problem. So, I mean, it's a difficult situation, and if we don't call spades spades, then we're all just running around patting each other on the back, you know what I mean?
Okay, I get your point, but let me pop one at you. Would you rather be speaking Islam and reading the Quran and praying to the east 25 times a day,
you mean
which is an
speaking
exaggeration?
Speaking Arabic?
Clearly, yeah.
Or and having your wife wearing a burqa and walking 10 steps behind you, or still have the freedoms that you have now doing a radio program for freedom of speech?
I'll tell you this. If that sort of thing happens to this country, I will stand shoulder to shoulder with your husband, and I will shoot the people that try to make that happen. How's that?
Congratulations, you answered that question correctly.
Well, of course, those things haven't happened here, and there is
they're not
no
going to happen.
Right.
The problem in what's going on in Europe is a problem of social welfare programs. So people are
thanks, Jackie. Appreciate it.
People aren't integrating in Europe because, well, they can the women can stay home and they still get checks. Well, if they're forced to work, if both family members are forced to work, they get integrated, people start saying, hey, this Western stuff is pretty nice.
What she was suggesting there was that if it weren't for the U.S. military and the U.S. government, that we'd all be speaking Islam. She meant Arabic, I think.
Yeah, it's fine.
But
it's tough being on the radio.
Yeah, no, I understand. Also, people don't really understand anything about Muslims, and so it's understandable that they are very confused about them. And so, again, the suggestion is that we would all be speaking Arabic if it weren't for the U.S. government keeping us safe from the Islamic hordes that would otherwise be coming over here and running us all over. And I'm sorry, there's just no evidence that that's the case. What the evidence is that people like Osama bin Laden, for instance, were angry, or the attackers on 9/11, were angry at the United States government and their military for, and the CIA, for what all the things that they've done over many
decades. Great Britain and France and these other places.
Well, one of the things that really upset Osama bin Laden was he was getting money and weapons from the U.S. government to fight against the Russians, and then the money stopped coming to him. Mm-hmm. That's what upset Osama bin Laden.
So, there are a lot of people who are rightfully, I think, upset that their loved ones have been killed in bombing raids, in weddings, and, you know, children bombed to death by the American military. And that might just, you know, those things happening to you might radicalize you. They might make you more willing to join up with a group of killers who wants to get revenge for those things.
Let me explain this thing called double tap that the U.S. military does.
Did double tap practices have been stopped?
No, I read a news report 3 days ago about a double tap.
I'll go ahead and check that.
Actually, it was, well, technically it was not a double tap. It was like a quintuple tap because they shot five missiles after the first one. But they do this thing where they shoot a drone missile at a target. And then when people in the area goes to start dig through the rubble.
To find survivors.
To find possible survivors or to see who wound up getting blown up. They then send another missile and blow up the rescuers.
Mm.
And there was a report just a couple days ago where they then sent four more. They hit this target five times.
Well, Mark, I mean, come on. You really believe the military when they say crap? I mean, it's like, do you believe the NSA when they say, we're not spying on Americans anymore?
James Comey said that the NSA doesn't spy on millions or tens of millions of Americans.
It's such a despicable practice that, yes, when it's exposed and they say they stop, I tend to believe. So they're I'd love to see this news story. But, well, you know, look. So
they are liars.
One thing's for sure. There are radical Muslims out there that are killing people because of their religion, right?
Sure.
Okay. Excellent. So how are we going to determine the radical Muslims that are killing people because of their religion against the Muslims that have been turned into terrorists because family members and, you know, the family members have been killed, their nations have been subverted?
We shouldn't. The United States should leave.
Well, I can tell you the way you can determine between them. You can stop killing their family members and subverting their, you know, their nation's self-actualization. In that case, then you only have to deal with the ones who are going to use their kill people because of their religion. Now, I tend to believe that this is a very small portion of the already small population of Muslims who want to kill people. That's my supposition. I think we can handle this very small group. The Middle East, many of these cities were on their way to westernization before the United States got involved in their governments. And then, you know, these people got all upset. And yes, radical religions are great ways to get people to give their life for your cause.
Okay, so the most recent news stories from antiwar.com about DoubleTap, it wasn't the U.S. military that did it. It was the Saudi military in Yemen.
Yeah.
And the U.S. military is providing money and weapons to the Saudis to continue their war in Yemen.
So this is like where the CIA was like, well, we're not torturing anyone, when they were actually just sending the people to be tortured over to people in other countries who are willing to do the torturing for
providing
them.
Providing the people and the equipment and the funding. So, yes, okay, the U.S. military may have stopped the practice of double tap, but that's not preventing them from giving weapons and funding to people that use double tap.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Joe's on the line listening, or actually he's on via Skype. Joe in Rhode Island. Hey there.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Hi, I experienced a couple years ago, actually last year, April, some scrutiny from not just the city council, but the news, public, about not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. And it was
you bad boy.
Oh, I know. And it was a little ridiculous, because I, you know, it's like not doing anything and getting like tons of publicity for it.
Right.
And but it was kind of silly.
I want to hear more about it. Can you
stick with us? Yeah, I'll tell you.
We're going to hold on to you through the news here. We'll continue in hour number three. More with Joe in Rhode Island. He got in some hot water for just staying seated, apparently during a city council meeting, if I understand the story. We'll get into that here with him. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number for you to join us is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.